This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am going to tell you that late last night, I got to run, do not walk. Here we go. Remember the death of the Boston police officer. And at first they thought he froze to death, and then they thought he got attacked by a dog,
and
then
they thought hot girlfriend.
Yeah, then they thought maybe he got run over by a car.
So this is the story of Karen Reed.
Yes.
Out of Boston.
I think it's Netflix. Let me look. We pulled it up last night. And Scott, this will be one that you start watching and then you plow through the whole thing.
She's too hot to convict.
No.
Say hot.
What's the name of the documentary? Hang on. It is so well done.
Dan, you have some very high expectations.
It's called It's called A Body in the Snow.
Yeah.
The Trial of Karen Reed. And Karen Reed is the star of the documentary. She sits down in the very beginning and says, what do you want to know?
Oh, if I'm her lawyer, we're not doing that because she's going back on
trial. She is saying, I did not do this. And so we're watching it. She is a pretty brash personality. Okay. She's laughing at times where you're like, oh my God, but you know, it's been 3 years since he died. And you're like, oh gosh, she doesn't come across like super like she's a widow or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Sorry.
Sneeze?
I think I sneezed the left half of my brain.
You all right?
Is that your spleen on the ground?
Ooh, that one hurt. I didn't mean that.
So anyway,
she sits down. And one of the first things, obviously, the documentarian is like, did you strike this officer, his name escapes me, I'm sorry, with your car? And she goes, I hate this question. No, I did not. No, I did not kill so-and-so. And then she says, and I'm quoting from her here.
Okay.
I'm opening my eyes and saying this when I look at you. Did I look left? Did I blink? She goes, every single thing I say, someone is putting me under a microscope. Well, look, because she looked this way, that must mean she did it. That's why I hate that question. I am telling you, I did not do this.
I don't think she did.
So here's the deal. The first episode, you know, it just goes through that they had an argument. She tells him to run into this house. He takes too long coming out. She gets annoyed and leaves. And she does leave a pretty nasty message on his cell phone. You, blank, blank, blank. You know, they fought. They were a couple. And that doesn't look good that she left saying some mean things on his voice message. But again, it doesn't mean she killed him, right? So the first episode just gets into who he was, you know. They talk to friends, like they talk to his parents. And then at the very end, they bring in her defense lawyer. Hmm. And he says,
I'm sweating bullets the entire time.
Yep. He says, we took all of the cell phones that were in that house that night. And there were several cops in there, a buddy of the chief of police, someone from the ATF.
It was a
cop party in this house.
Yep.
She says she leaves it. I think it was, let's say it's 11:30 at night. Okay.
She never got out of the car.
Scott, they take the cell phones of all of the people that were in that house. I don't know how they did it, but they did it, the defense. And they take those cell phones to a forensic cell phone person.
Analyst.
And one of the women, a wife of one of the cops that was in that house, at 2:15 in the morning, Googles how long to die when a body is out in the cold. Like, base Googles, they know this from her phone. Huh. On her phone, someone in that house Googled, how long does it take a person to die left out in the cold? That is her Google search. Yep. Not guilty. I've only watched one episode, and I'm telling you, how was this a hung jury? There is a Google search on the phone from someone in there 2 hours after this woman left. It doesn't mean you have to like the woman. I think a lot of you will not like Karen Reed.
How do you know she left at that time? They were at a party. They were drinking. She claims she left at this time.
She claims she never got out of the car.
She never got out of the car, Sam.
And she dropped him off.
And this other woman inside the house is one of the wives of one of the cops. And the Google search was how long to die when you're left out, a body's left out in the cold. Now, why would you Google that at 2 a.m? And then lo and behold, the next day, they find this poor man's body.
Mm-hmm. Well, the defense argument in the first trial was that he had gone into the party after she dropped him off. They were fighting. She wasn't going in. Get out of the car. Go away. Go get drunk with your friends, loser. And he goes into the party. A fight ensues between him and someone at the party. They go outside and fight, and he dies.
Like, slips and falls and hits his head, or and then they say, we're just going to blame the girlfriend. You have to watch this, because I don't think you're going to like her. And she's a little
I don't
want to say Jersey Shore. That's not what I'm saying. But acerbic. She is very, yes, acerbic and a little rough around the edges. But also, she's trying to defend her life and her freedom here, Scott.
Sure.
She's like, I didn't do it.
Now, you asked how could it have been a hung jury. You just need one person who says, I think she's guilty and I'm not coming down.
Someone in that house Googling, how long does it take for a guy to die out in the cold? End of trial. Someone in that house knows what happened to him.
Just to play lawyer on the other side of this argument, do they have any evidence that she never went in?
I don't believe anyone ever said she was inside the house.
You could put every witness that was at the party on the stand. And did she ever walk into the house? No.
Okay.
That I don't know that carries a lot of water. And the only reason is, Sam, it would be so easily provable or disprovable.
It is called A Body in the Snow, The Trial of Karen Reed.
I got to be honest. When this story first broke and we were talking about it, I was under the impression that she was leaving the party as if she was at the party. I had never heard the detail about how she just dropped him off.
Mm-hmm.
That also makes no sense about how he would have been behind the vehicle.
What she says, Sam, is go in. There was going to be an after party. They had all been drinking. Everyone admits that. There was an after party at this house. And so they show up outside this officer's house. And she says the lights are off. It doesn't look like anyone's there. And she's like, I'm tired. Let's just go home. And he's like, no, let me go in. And she goes, all right, you go in. If this is the house and there's something going on, come, just let me know. I'm going to sit tight. So he goes inside, and then 3 minutes turns into five. Five turns into seven, however long it was. She gets annoyed and just leaves. Stay and drink with your friends, like you said, Scott. You stay. I'm out.
Yeah.
She sends a nasty voice message to his phone. That's it.
Retrial starts in about a week, right?
Does it?
I believe so.
I mean, I can't. But it's not a bad strategy. Get your story out there.
The old I'm innocent documentary?
Yeah.
I mean, doth protest too much a little bit? Or?
Well, not necessarily. Not just playing
devil's advocate here. Because I don't really know, nor care.
913-586.
Oh, you're going to care. Oh, wait, you don't have Netflix. But if you did, you would care.
Don't care.
913. The only reason you don't care is because you don't have Netflix, because you're bitter and angry. 913.
What's a grudge if you don't hold on to it?
That's exactly right. 586-7798.